Okay.
Thank you for holding. Is this Elliot?
Yep, it is.
Hi, Elliot. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Okay, good. I'm doing great. Yourself?
I am blessed. It's been a good day. Busy day, but good problem to have. Yeah.
Yeah,
I understand.
I got a question for you.
Okay, yeah.
I just wanted to ask you real quick before we go much further. The other lady, she said you're with Local Splash, is that right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, what area is that out of, or where are you from?
We're Orange County in Southern California.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. We're a premier Google partner, so we're right across the street from Google if you look us up. And if you look up Local Splash and then Google Building 1. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I'm not necessarily saying you're not legit. I was just, you know, you get so many calls out of the blue, and I was like, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, no, that's a natural.
But so far, it sounded legit. But
absolutely. We've been in business since 2004, so it's as close as you can get to working with Google directly.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I see Fountain Valley, California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then if you just look up, like, is Local Splash a Google partner, that way you know you're actually talking with a Google partner. That's a good peace of mind search to do.
Sure. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, looks like good reviews. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm not trying to act like you're not a legit place. I just was curious.
No, I get it.
Anyways, your name is
country,
John, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
I get my fair share of spam calls myself, so I try to make sure.
Yeah.
Too, you know. But yeah, my name is John. I'm the director here. I know you were speaking with Tara about the position to list your business on the first page of the Google search results. She asked me to jump on to go over some pricing, but did you have any questions for me about the listing on Google or how the placement works?
I think if I understood what she was saying, if someone goes into Google Maps or even just the Google homepage and searches for car washing services in my area, I would be the first one on the page. Is that correct?
Correct. For all of Marathon County and surrounding areas.
Okay. Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, the more ground you cover, the more opportunity you're going to get. So.
Right, yeah, because I think I told her I cover not just Marathon County, some of Lincoln County, at least another county that I can't remember all the different counties off the bat, maybe some Taylor County. But within 60 to 70 miles.
Okay, yeah, we were looking for like a 50-mile radius around Marathon County. So are you saying like 60 to 70 miles from your location? Because I'm pretty sure that would cover about 60 to 70 miles from your location.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, there's times that go maybe even a little further, but I would say for the most part, it's within an hour to an hour and a quarter, so that might be 60, 80 miles most of the time.
Yeah. Well, right now, I mean, you don't really show more than just your backyard, so, or for people looking up your wash LLC. So either way, it's going to definitely bring in a huge increase in business. You might find once you're up there, you need less area, you know, if your phone's ringing off the
phone. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you don't really know until we get up there and evaluate it. But the guys that are up there now, like Wash Force LLC, they see some pretty good return on investment. Same thing with Wagner Pro Clean Exteriors LLC. You know, they're getting about two to three calls a day on average. So they have the benefit of kind of cherry picking through and setting their own schedule on what they do and don't want to take.
Sure. So are those two the top right now, or how does that work? Are they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would be up there with them. So there's three spots total. We have one listing available for this area as a Google partner. But we're actually going down the qualified candidates list now. We're we're just looking for one company that's within that power washing, pressure washing category that Google's placed on the list of potential prospects. Once we fill it, you know, we close out the entire category. We can't work with any other competing companies in the area. Obviously, that makes sense. So we can ensure the person or the people that we are working with, you know, maximum ROI and exposure. You don't want to have like 100 guys on
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, did she mention it's also month to month?
Yes, she did. She said no contracts, just month to month.
Yep, month to month, no contract required. So we go 30 days at a time with you. You know, there is a tracking system too, Elliot. So you'll be able to monitor the return on investment from the campaign each month. You'll be able to see like, hey, I spent this, but, you know, I made this in return. And if you want to continue forward, then obviously you'll have the ability to retain that spot as long as you'd like.
Oh, okay. Well, sure.
Yeah. Once you're already up there, it's kind of hard to get you down. You have to basically like quit it or get some really bad reviews or something for us to take it away from you.
Oh, I see. Sure.
Do you get texting on this number by chance?
Yep, I do.
Okay. I'm going to shoot you a text message here. This is going to have a full breakdown of all the pricing structures. And it's really just going to depend on what package you select. The good thing for you is you already have a Google business profile, so that'll definitely save you a lot of money. And then you already have your own website. That'll save you a lot of money as well. We don't have to build that for you. So the pricing you see there would be a lot different. There's also a couple of credits I could apply for you being a new business that'll get it down. So don't panic when you see these numbers, but I do want you to be familiar with those packages.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
That's here. It's not one to open the link. Can you email it to me?
Yeah. Can email it to you. What's your email address?
purewashwisconsin@gmail.com. Wisconsin is spelled out.
Okay. Give me one second. Send this over to you here. At Gmail, right?
Yep, you got it.
There we go. I got the yellow boots there. I'll just title it pricing page.
Okay, yep.
Okay, just sent that off to you there.
All right, I'll check here.
And they come from a Jazwan John Hill. So it'll JAZWANJOHN and then HILL at local/.com.
Okay, yeah, I see it here.
All right, perfect. It should start with, like, take control of your online presence, generate more business. And then as you scroll down, it'll kind of have, like, our proven success and track record. The setup process, the Google Ads partner credentials, and then it'll actually have the pricing pages beneath that.
Yeah, I see the, let's see, local bundle in Google Ads, the Premier.
So the Premier packages also have Google Ads where you're essentially on the first page twice. I usually don't recommend this one unless you're one of those guys that's like, hey, I'm 100% positive that I want 100-mile radius, because then it's like, okay, the only way we can get you showing that far consistently is to also have some pay-per-click ads at the top that say sponsored, and we would use the ad budget to target the areas that aren't already covered by this local listing. So that's a combination of the two. What I would actually recommend, though, if you scroll down further, you'll see the Platinum SEO packages, the local bundles plus Facebook ads.
Okay, plus, yeah, the Essential, or what is this?
Yeah, there's Essential, Pro, and Platinum. There's three different ones.
Okay.
The Platinum is the most popular for a new business because it basically covers all your bases. It's not just the first page placement on Google. you're on Bing as well as a top option. You also have all the SEO content creation and Facebook advertising. So you have a Facebook page with Facebook ads. You'd also would have a popular directory submission that would put you on other directories. That would basically complete your online profile. Like the directories are like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, you know, Amazon Alexa voice search results, just to name a few. With that, we're like a one-stop shop for you. But what I was thinking I could do is I could put you on the Platinum package, but since you already have your own website and a few other things, like the Google verification, I could reduce the rate to the essential pricing structure. So that way we basically just come in and fill the holes. I would also be able to waive the setup fee for you. And then I could also lock you in at that discounted price. So that way it just stays $299 month to month as long as you're with us.
Okay.
The package. So should be an all-in-one marketing strategy. I've worked with a lot of people over my 12 years here, and usually a platinum bundle covers all their bases. But like I said, if you need more, we could always advance you into doing Google ads later on. I just don't think you'll need it. It's just you, right? Or do you have a crew?
Yeah, it is just me at this point, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think based on the volume, you know, that should be more than enough. But if you do grow and you want to expand, we could definitely do something bigger in the future.
Sure. So what about, and I'm sure maybe you have this question from other exterior washers, but during the winter months, to keep my spot, I would still have to be paying, obviously, that $299 a month, right?
We work with you guys. Like, we do have seasonal businesses where if they completely shut down, then it's all of them usually. It's not just one for the weather reasons. And so you can suspend the listing seasonally and then reactivate it through your app and tracking system that we have. Since you already have a created account, you could actually just go in there and reactivate it. Obviously, when you reactivate it, it takes the payment from the past agreement, so it would charge you the $299 when you're ready. But we allow up to a 3-month hold on it.
Okay. Because, yeah, like for me, it'd probably be, because I'm in Wisconsin, as you know, and so you get some pretty cold winter months where if you spray any water, you're just going to make icicles. So,
that's the struggle that we've had with this listing. This listing is one of those ones that we do more frequently have to fill, you know, because not just the seasonal holds, maybe if they don't reactivate and, you know, somebody's inquired about it before, you know, we make sure to get back to them with an offer. They sometimes take the spots. And then we also have guys where peak season, they get so busy and they go, hey, I'm booked for the next 4 months. You know, I don't want to keep paying for 4 months if I'm already going to be working. And so they suspend their billing and then, you know, we give them that grace period. But if they don't reactivate within that grace period, then usually we have to do what we're doing today, jump on the qualified candidates list and find a new company.
Sure. Sure. Yeah, like I'm guessing like December, January and February for sure, like you said, a 3-month suspension. I'm just guessing that would probably be the 3 months I wouldn't really need anything. Obviously, if the listing would start back up in March, that'd be perfect because people are already starting to think about washing stuff pretty early.
Getting all that build up off.
Yeah.
We are seeing good numbers still now. So just to kind of put things into perspective, over the last 30 days, and obviously that's peak time of the year, but the keyword power washing had 1,812 searches. So that's pretty significant. You know, that's just one keyword. We list you for 15 total. So obviously pressure washing would be another one. I don't know if you do window cleaning, roof cleaning, things like that.
I do window cleaning.
Yeah, with the combination of them, there should be more than enough volume for you to kind of cherry pick what you do and don't want to do.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. I'm really interested. The only thing is I am unfortunately on a job right now, and I don't know how long it would take to get this all set up and done, so that's all.
It's really quick, actually. If you want to give it a shot and you're saying, hey, I'm going to commit to this for at least the next 30 days, I just have to create the account. It would take me about 2 minutes and then secure the position. And then I would schedule a client interview where we can actually circle back. And then in the client interview, we'll do a lot of the customization of the campaign for you.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I got a couple of minutes, but that's fine.
Okay, I'll try to do this quick. What's your last name, Elliot?
Gomez, G-O-M-E-Z.
Okay, and what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing?
It would be the same one, thepurewashwisconsin@gmail.com.
Sorry, that completely went over my head. I forgot I sent that to you.
No. I know how it is. I deal with customers all day.
Yeah. Everybody I deal with is a business owner, so, you know, get a lot of, a lot of craziness throughout my day. Okay, and then Google's going to send a pin to you in the mail. I know you've gone through that before, right, the verification?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Okay, never mind then. Let me see. 239948 Campmeyer Lane, is that still valid for you?
Yep, you got it.
Okay, perfect. We'll just use that one. We don't have to re-verify. We just do a phone verification. Just do it over the phone and get it pushed through pretty quickly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, since you've already have it, we don't want to re-verify or create any kind of duplicate listing. So we just want to verify that that's still valid and all the information on there is valid with the search engine. And then we can go ahead and access the back end of it and do the optimization to move you up. And then you're okay with the same hours of operation and website being attached, 7 to 5:30 Monday to Friday?
Yeah, that's fine. I might be interested in adding some Saturday hours.
Okay.
Let's just do 7 to noon, because, I mean, if someone wants to call me on Saturday, at least they're not like, oh, he's not in the office anyway, why call, you know. But
Yeah. I like that. I like as many phone call opportunities as possible. I tell people, hey, leave it open, because if they call you, then more than likely you're going to have to hash out something that works for both of you anyway, you know.
Right.
Not, hey, come over here right now, you know. Usually it's, can you
call tomorrow? Right.
And you are an LLC, correct?
Yeah, that is correct, yep.
All right, perfect. So I have the profile created. Client interviews, we ask for an hour window. They usually only take about 30 to 45 minutes, but what do you think would be the best time to do the client interview with you?
Do you do anything on the weekends, like Saturday, or is it just Monday through Friday?
I've been getting that question a lot, but we just do Monday through Friday with the client interview technicians.
Yeah, I understand. And the hours that you're available are like 8 to 5 or?
Well, no. So we're in California, so it's 7 to 4, but it's 9 to 6 your time.
9 to 6, okay.
So the latest we can do today actually is going to be between 4 and 5, because the 6 and 7, or the 5 and 6 lot is filled.
Okay. Yeah, I know today won't work for sure. Do you have anything this coming Monday, say 6 p.m.?
Monday? Yo, you're booked through Thursday and Friday? You don't have anything tomorrow?
I unfortunately am going to be completely tied up all day tomorrow and Friday.
Okay. It just delays, like, the optimization a little bit, but I can. If that's the earliest convenience for you, we could schedule any time on Monday.
Yeah, it's going to have to be Monday, unfortunately, just with the things I got going on tomorrow. I just don't have an hour or 30 minutes or whatever.
I might change your billing start date to Monday, even though we can process it today. I might push it out, or I'm going to push it out to the 18th for the next bill, so at least that way you get a full month of service.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then you said your hours, since I'm on Central Time, is 9 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
So then the booking would be probably not 6. It'd be like 5 or whatever would be the latest.
Right. 5 to 6 Central is our latest time on Monday.
Okay. Yeah, let's do 5 p.m. on Monday. Let me write that down.
Oh, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your email, and then I'm also going to set up a text message reminder 1 hour prior, so that way you don't forget.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. A little bit different. I've seen some of the stuff that you've used in the past just by, you know, looking up your company, and the experience, I think, is going to be different for you because, you know, we don't get paid unless our clients get paid. So you actually have a team of people back here that are invested in your success, trying to make it work for you. So it's not like just here you pay and then post and good luck. You know, we kind of monitor the analytics. Yeah. We try to get feedback from you and see what works and what doesn't work for you so we could find the right formula. You know, every business is different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. That makes sense. Yep.
We'll be interacting with you. We want you to win at the end of the day.
Right. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, if you make money, then you keep coming back, you know? And even though it's a month-to-month service, our goal is to try to build a long-term relationship with you. That's really the goal of the Google partners, is help Google build a relationship with you long-term.
Sure, yeah, that makes sense.
Save. All right, well, we're all set here, Elliot, so I got you locked in. It's going to be Monday, the 18th of August, between 5 and 6 o'clock. I sent the calendar invitation to the purewashwisconsin at Gmail, and then I also set up a text message reminder for 4 o'clock Central Time on Monday. And then in terms
Email.
Of securing the first month's payment, how did you want to do that?
Let's do via Visa.
Okay. Now, does this say Purewash LLC on it?
The card, yes, it does.
Okay, perfect. Because if it wasn't on there, I would add it. This is a business expense, so you'll be able to write off. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that you have on your Google Business profile?
Yep, you got it.
All right. All right, so there should be 16 digits on the front. If you could read them left to right, and I'll repeat it back to you.
4352 55008 0806 0806 2259 2259.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0228.
0228, and then there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
Yep, 647.
Okay, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. I know we're short on time, so I'll try to be quick. If I say anything that you don't understand or if you don't agree with me, just stop me. I could always rephrase it, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize the transaction with your company, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Purewash LLC.
Thank you. And can you state your name and title within the company?
Elliot Gomez, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay, and are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Elliot, it's important that you're actively involved in this campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yep.
Okay. I do understand you get busy from time to time, more so. We just want to make sure that, you know, customers are getting tended to, or if you see a call coming from us, more than likely it's urgent. So try to respond to that.
Sure. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's August 13th of 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 for a full platinum package bundle. We have waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. I've also locked you in at this discounted pricing structure indefinitely. So when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to renew each month on the 13th day, but it'll remain in that discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us. And then it says you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties, or anything like that if you do decide to discontinue. All that we ask is that you let us know before the next bill is due so we could stop it from automatically charging you if you do decide to discontinue,
okay.
Right? highly recommend you try it for at least 2 months when you're first starting out doing the Google advertising, just before you hard evaluate it. But, you know, in a month, you're not binded to anything. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process the payment right now. A couple things I want to confirm. So you're going to get two text messages. One's going to, CVV2CID failure. Your payment declined. I think we got something wrong with the card number. You said the expiration was February 2029? 28. Oh, there it is. Okay. It said CVV-CID fail. And then security is 647?
Yep, you got it.
Okay. And the it's all coded out, but the visa is ending in 2259, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Let me just update this. Yeah, because it failed. But when the payment goes through, it will send you text message confirmation with a full outline of the agreement that will also be sent over to your email in writing, and then you have to sign off on the bottom of that or acknowledge it. It will also send you a username and password. We have an app. If you go to App Store, it's the Local Splash app. Highly recommend you download that, and you can log in with your username and password, and it will be like a centralized hub for you to keep track of everything. You'll be able to see all your clients, what keywords they typed in to find you, what platforms they came from. You could send review requests through there, revision requests if you want to change, like, keywords that you're being advertised for. So it's a very nifty tool, as well as you also have us if you just like to call in and do things over the phone.
Okay, sure. That makes sense. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. Well, that concludes the initial setup process. I know I said 2 to 3 minutes. Try to go as fast as I can. I just want to make sure I didn't miss anything.
I want to officially
welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with our Local Splash team here today and getting you on the first page of Google. I'll let you get back to the rest of your day. You know, have a great day. Enjoy your weekend, and then look out for our phone call on Monday. We're going to circle back with you at 5 o'clock, okay?
Okay, sounds good. I appreciate the time, John.
Okay, if you have any questions between now and then, our phone number and my direct number and extension is attached to every text and email that you get from our company. Okay. So don't hesitate to call in, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Elliot. You have a great day. We'll talk to you on Monday.
All right. Thanks a lot. Yep, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.